What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Let me tell you something. Let your boy Crimson bring you a story. My ex, what she used to do all the time was say one thing and do another. Tell me that she took me serious, and then when something serious happened and she asked me a question, I would answer it, give her my God's honest opinion on how we can take care of that situation in that moment, and she would immediately fucking listen to her friend's advice. She would take and listen to her friend's advice, and then when shit would go down, when bad shit would happen, you know what I mean? She would smile at me one minute and then hold it against me the next. And after dealing with that for so long, for so many years, I just became cold, callous, and really just jaded. I became so jaded. I no longer give a fuck. I became stoic in nature, and after that, I just don't care. Let me give you an example of that.
And bad politics.
The same waters that our people just died in 3 days ago are the same waters the very next day these visitors, tourists, were swimming in. And that says a lot about where their heart and mind is through all of this, and where our heart and mind is, though. You don't see our people swimming, snorkeling, surfing. Nobody is having fun in tragedy and continuing their lives like nothing has happened. There is two Hawaiis right now. There is the Hawaii we're living in and the Hawaii they're living in, they're visiting in.
Joe Biden called
her fucking country, and you know what? Fuck it. I don't fucking consider Hawaii a part of the United States. Her fucking country is a tourist island. Those people are spending their money there to help bring back her fucking economy. Who gives a fuck what they do? They could be tap dancing on your fucking graves for all I give a fuck. That's what you chose. It's like, I remember, like, the lady down the street, right, who sold those shit tamales. When she first started her business, she opened up her living room, and she did her business from the living room, and then people left, you know, dirty footprints and all this shit all over the fucking living room, and then she got pissed off at the neighborhood, so she started conducting her business outside. Yeah, no shit, dumbass. What did you expect? You're conducting business inside your house by construction workers, carpenters, fucking plumbers, roadside workers. You think any of them give a fuck? When you say tamales for sale, come inside, they're going to see it like any other business. They're not going to fucking... And by the way, this chick, like, she covered her furniture. In other words, like, you know, don't sit here. She moved it. She made it sterile, basically, in her living room. So what was she fucking expecting? She opened up her bathroom. She opened up everything. And apparently everybody left a mess. And it's like, dude, what did you fucking expect? Did you really think that you were going to have a clean and calm and collected home every day? That is what you signed up for. And it's not until the reality sinks in and it hits, like, everything sounds good on paper until you put it into practice, and then all of a sudden the fucking idea falls apart. It always happens. And this is why it's important to fucking go out and practice. Because everything in the classroom, everything on paper sounds good until you go out there and put it into practice. And this fucking bitch is going to sit there and criticize and condemn you for fucking going out and surfing and doing shit, living your life as a tourist. That's why I don't fucking feel an ounce of sympathy or sorrow for these motherfuckers. They did it to themselves. All that tourism, all that money coming in, and they couldn't put together a fucking planning commission? Like an emergency commission? Or an emergency response team? Couldn't fucking do it. Every other place has one. Every other place has a contingency plan. Same thing with California. For whatever reason, they have this state-of-the-art equipment. All this fucking money coming in, this influx of fucking immigrants, can't seem to figure out a way how to get those immigrants to put out a fire. Can't seem to get those fucking illegals to volunteer for the fire squad. Couldn't do it. Because their hearts and minds aren't in this place. They're not in it to secure their homes. They're only in it for what they're in it for, which is the tourists are there just to enjoy their fucking time. They're not there to fucking help you put out fires. Same thing with the illegals back in California. They're not there to fucking help you put, you know, stabilize your economy and bring, you know, fucking fix the homeless. They're there to fucking get their shit, like, to take care of their lives and their families back home. They're there to get theirs. They're not there for, they're not there for you. But that's what happens when you open your fucking doors, stupid. People are going to go there for selfish fucking reasons, rather it be for tourism or for work. And then you expect the people that are there visiting to fucking do anything about it. That's like these tourists that come here in fucking Vegas. You expect them to drive properly? Fuck no, dude. They're bringing all their dirty ass fucking habits over here. They're gonna run the fucking red light. As soon as the light turns red, they fucking still try to gas it. Still try to make it through. Doesn't matter if there's fucking people in the fucking street. Doesn't matter if they fucking take out a telephone pole or they take out someone's life. Who gives a fuck? 83 people died yesterday or last year. Or no, 235 people died last year from fucking running a red light. Here in Vegas. That should tell you something. These people don't give a shit, dude. They don't give a flying fuck about you. They're here for theirs. They're not here for you. So when shit goes down, I don't want to fucking hear it. Like everybody who is originally from here has a Vegas Strong tattoo. And all the tourists here, like me, I don't get one. Because I wasn't a part of that. All the people that were native to Vegas, that were unfortunate enough to be a part of that, donated everything. Took this fucking shirt right off their backs to clog some of those wounds. Used their cars and trucks to get people to the ambulance. Some men sacrificed their lives to protect people. Because that is native to this state. Self-sacrifice. We have to battle the heat. We have to battle the cold. We have to battle the broken cars. You know, our cars break down frequently out here. It's either due to the heat or whatever. You know, the battery goes out. Fucking shit breaks down. The gas gauge is all fucked up. You know, there's sand everywhere. I mean, dude, just take your pick. But I'm telling you, the people that are native to this state look after their own, and other people just aren't picking up on that. Because they're not native here. They're not used to that shit. People from California are like, dude, I'm sick and tired of opening doors for people. It's like, dude, it's a common courtesy. If you're about to go in and you see somebody coming out, then fucking open the door for them. If you're going in and somebody else is following you, open the door for them. If you see somebody struggling with shit, open the door for them. You know what I mean? Just simple shit. But this fucking cunt, she's gonna sit there and really fucking cry and bitch and whine why tourists are doing what they're supposed to. Which is spend money and fucking have fun. They're there as your guest, you dumb bitch. What did you expect? What did you seriously expect? And this is why I do not support, nor I do not fucking want to help them. Fuck them. And I just found out that, like, that Oprah Winfrey and The Rock, that stupid fund that they have going on, it's backed by Hollywood. It's a bank account for Hollywood. So all their houses, all of Oprah's houses, all that money, basically, that they're raising is basically going to be there to help fix their shit out of your pocket. Because they don't want to do it. They don't want to spend their money. You see what I'm saying? Like fuck them. Dude, honestly, like, fuck that island. Those people want to fucking sit here and say, oh, I'm not a native, you know, I don't want to, like, I've been forced to be an American. And now they're complaining now. All these fucking tourists are surfing and they're having fun. Go fuck them, dude. They're just selfish pieces of shit. And then people wonder why I have the opinion that I do when I fucking see videos like that over and over and over again. They don't like you. They don't. They tolerate you. They'll leave their doors open for you to do business over there, but they have no fucking intention on wanting to be with you or breed with you. What was it? My stepdad, how he made three of his kids. He goes to Hawaii, he meets this, you know, cute girl or whatever. Marries her, has three kids, but the family hated him because he was an outsider. He was a white man. So she goes back to fucking Hawaii to be with her family, and he follows suit, you know, to be with his kids, but he can't, you know, he's going through, he had brain cancer, so he fucking was constantly popping pills to get rid of the headaches. And for whatever reason, you know, for whatever reason, his fucking Samoan, you know, family-in-law hated him. And so now the kids are caught between this crossfire between, hey, we're part Samoan and we're part white. You know, we have blue eyes and brown hair. You know, and half of our family hates us. You know, they accept us, but they don't. And that's where they're at. They have this hatred in their fucking heart. None of my fucking step-siblings will talk to me. For whatever reason, I have no idea why. I didn't do shit to them. We haven't spoken since my parents split up. And it would be nice to, like, hey, dude, you know, go grab a beer with them. How's life? How's it going? How's everything? Like, when, you know, when's the last time you did this? Like, when's the last time you fucking, you know, had fun? No, dude. None of them fucking talk to me. They all had me blocked. They all had me fucking banned. I didn't even understand why. I hadn't spoken to them since the last time I saw them, which was like in, what, 2003, 2004? I really don't know. I tried to reach out. They basically all blocked me. Didn't say anything. So I tried really hard to give out the olive branch, but they didn't want it. Because that's how their fucking bloodline is. So fuck them. the ones that actually come over here that actually want to be a part of America, I give them a, I give my hat, I, my hats are off to them, dude. I give them a lot of respect. You know, as far as my arm can reach, that's how much respect I give them. Just stay there. And a lot of them are out here in Vegas, and they're saying, "Oh, the families from fucking Hawaii should come over here and, you know, be a part of the Vegas experience." Like, fuck no. Fuck no, dude. Why? So they could vote the same way they fucking did? What? Like, we don't have enough homes out here for the influx of people coming in, so you're what? There's a shit ton of homeless people. Excuse me. So what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with all those fucking bodies? What are you gonna do with all those people? They should come over here as if they have money in their account, right? The people of Hawaii and Maui can come over here and come live with us and coexist. Everything sounds good on paper. How the fuck are they gonna fly over here if they have no money? No clothes. They've got nothing. Well, we're just gonna fly them over here. And apparently, we have a fucking shortage on apartments and a shortage on houses. We could seem to fix their problems, but we can't fix the fucking homeless problem here. How the fuck are we gonna do that? There's a rise in crime. There's fucking human. Like, we're number one in human trafficking out here. Can't tell you how many brothels there are that are unmarked out here. Fuck. Right down the street from where I live, there was a human trafficking incident. They got caught on a, you know, there was a fucking FBI agent involved and a police officer involved. Go figure. And I'm supposed to what? Like, we've got a lot of problems in this state. A lot of fucking problems. And they need to be fixed before we could start bringing in other people. But like most fucking liberal hearts, they want to fix everything before they're, you know. They want to fix the ocean while there's a big fucking hole in their bucket. Or they want to use the wrong tools to fix the fucking, you know, a bigger issue. They want to use a Phillips screwdriver to, you know, to fix the economy. And it doesn't work like that. You know, these people are just inept. That's why I disrespect them. I fucking don't like them. And, you know, it's just, it fucking pisses me off, dude. It pisses me off. What did you expect, lady? Of course they're gonna go surfing. Fucking dumbass. Whatever. She gets to fucking sleep in ash, and I get to sleep in a nice comfortable bed. For now, at least. Guard your heart.